The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
We now ourselves. Amen. Praise God. We know ourselves. You know, you can lie to everybody. You can't lie to yourself. We know ourselves. You know how imperfect we can be, right? So it is sincerely, not because Bible say, through God's mercies, I will have this ministry. It's not because Bible say. I didn't get the point. Even though that I just wanted to preach today, I wanted to just spend this morning just to stand in awe of God's goodness and God's might and God's greatness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, help me smile at your neighbor and say, welcome to church. Just smile. Pretend like you're happy. Yes. Praise God. Amen. And all eyes in church. So, welcome to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's get straight to the word of God. I'm talking about accuracy and precision. And precision with the Spirit. I believe you know what that means, right? You know what accuracy is? Huh? Do you know what accuracy means? Wait. Bring it down. It's like they don't hear in the morning. Do you know what accuracy means? If you don't know, just say you don't know. I'm going to tell you. Do you know what accuracy means? So if you say yes to cover up, but do you really know what it means? Be sincerely. Let's stop pretending. Hallelujah. You know, I noticed many of us that are students, this ASU strike is really helping you, dealing with you. Ordinary English, can't even speak again. Praise God. Okay. Praise God. And even till now, some have not found that I spoke the wrong English. That shows how far you've gone. But that's how you do your books. Amen. Amen. Okay, so this morning I've been talking about the things of the Spirit. Amen. Now, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. You notice what I've been doing since this month. We will not be doing series this month. We'll just be going by single messages. What I'm trying to do, some of them are to help you this month, help you next month. And most importantly, some of them will prepare you for the way. Praise God. Remember last week, you looked at rejoicing. Praise God. So that when you come the way, you're not going to be looking like a fool. Amen. So that when others are rejoicing, you can rejoice with them. Glory to God. Amen. Now, look at the screen. Now, I'm going to look at this verse. Now, if no matter whatever level you are, which is what I'm talking about this morning, I've planned this morning in such a way that everybody can catch up. Amen. So even if you have never prayed in tongues before, because I'm talking about praying in tongues this morning, interpretation, prophecy, healing, miracles, how to do them. So even if you've not done them before, this morning I've brought it down, but I'm talking about not really how to do them, but how to be more accurate and precise in doing them. I didn't get the point. I can be more accurate. I have other teachings on how you can, but I'm talking about accuracy this morning. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to how many men? To profit without. And so, look at that. He said, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man. Every man. That, you know, to manifest something, to manifest in that verse means to express. Okay, let me say it another way. It means to exhibit. To show something forth. So he says, the expressions, okay, the exhibition of the Spirit is given to every man, okay? So how the Spirit expresses himself or exhibits himself is through men. And this verse says, is given to how many men? Every man. And so the expression of the Spirit, so the gifts of the Spirit, listen to this, are simply the character of the Spirit expressed. How do I explain this further? When we talk about healing, miracles, those things are the character of the Spirit expressed through men. I'll give one or two examples so you can get this. In Acts 13 verse 2. Acts 13 verse 2. Now, open your Bible, look up the screen. Whichever one. It said, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted. What happened? Come on, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you have some fire with you? Or should I change my seat? Come on, hallelujah. So, when they ministered to the Lord and fasted, who said? Now, observe something. Now, if you are not very conversant with Bible study, you would have thought, like I always say, that they were ministering to the Lord and praying, and then a voice came from heaven. Have you ever thought that way? When you read this verse, you just say, as they were ministering to the Lord, in our head, my children, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas. You know, you would have thought that's what happened. But when he said the Holy Ghost said, how did that happen? Somebody stood up and said. Now the writer rendered it as the Holy Ghost said. Because when men are manifesting the gift of the Spirit, it is the Spirit expressing himself. I didn't get the point. And so when I stand and prophesy and I give word of prophecy, you can go home and not say, pastor said. You can say the Holy Ghost told us in church today. How did he tell you? He told you by your pastor or by your friend. And so when we are manifesting the Spirit, what we are doing is that we are exhibiting or we are expressing what the Spirit wants from. Let me put it another way. When I lay hands on you as a sick man and you are healed, that it is the Spirit laying hands on you through my hands. How do we get the point? The manifestation of the Spirit. So the Holy Ghost said, you find this kind of thing again, for instance, in 1 Timothy 4 verse 1, Paul would say, the Spirit speaketh expressly. That's in the last days. So he said the Spirit speaketh. How did the Spirit speak expressly? Through Paul. So what Paul was saying is what he said, what he called the Spirit speaking. I didn't get the point. And so, that's what he means. So the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. And so, is the Spirit doing his thing through men? And go back to that 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. He said the manifestation of the Spirit is what? Is what? Come on, is giving. Let's stay with giving for the meantime. Is giving. Is giving. That word giving in the Greek, for instance, is the Greek word didomi. That's D-I-D-O-M-I. I'll tell you why I gave you that word. Didomi. It actually means to freely give. Okay? And so we can read that verse as the manifestation or the expressions of the Spirit is freely giving. This is the same word that Paul will use, or even Jesus will use, or even John will use to teach salvation. In John 1 verse 12, you know John 1 verse 12? Huh? He said to them that received him, as many received him, to them gave he. That's the word didomi there. And so the same way salvation was given. Okay, how is salvation given? Free, right? Do we work for salvation? Can we earn salvation? And so the same thing that happens in salvation is the same term that Paul uses to explain the teaching of the Spirit. And so he said the teaching of the Spirit is freely given. It's didomi. If John 3:16 too, for God so loved the world that he gave, he didomi his only begotten son. What did we do to merit the coming of Jesus? Nothing. Right? Was it our prayer that brought Jesus? Let me explain this to you. The coming of Jesus, is it salvation through Jesus? Has been God's plan even before Adam was created. You know, listen, people normally think that it was when Adam sinned, God now said, wow, man has sinned. And so let's call a meeting. What are we going to do? That's not true. The Bible tells us that this is God's plan. You know, we are looking at it on Friday night. You remember? 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. He said,
the eternal purpose of God, which he proposed in Christ before the beginning of time, before the world began. Before the world began. And so this salvation has been gospel even before the world began. That's why, you know, when I teach on salvation, I explain to you that in Genesis, actually, what happened in Genesis 1 and 2 was God giving salvation to man. If you don't understand this, leave it. Or don't leave it. I'll refer you to a message, Salvation Part 1 to 6. What happened in Genesis 1 was God giving salvation to man in what we, Moses, we call the tree of life. I feel what I'm saying. Now, what happened was man rejecting salvation in picking what Moses would call the tree of knowledge of good. Of course, that should tell you, of course, I keep saying, that tree is not, is there any, where is the tree of knowledge of good and evil? Huh? There's no tree like that. If there's any tree like that, that where you eat or where you take, you start seeing things. It has to be cannabis. India hemp. It has to be weed. It's only weed that when you take, your eye will open. That's the only tree like that. Praise God. Once you just take it, you just start seeing things. I don't see anybody. You know, people that take India hemp, I don't know what they enjoy. I don't ever forget this story. In those days in Aban, one took one. I was not shouting. I need blood. I'm telling you. you know, seeing things. The other man took it and said, you know what I want now? I want to go to the park and dance. Now you think he was just joking. I'm talking about package boy just there. So I want to go to the park to dance. They thought he was still joking. They're like, sure, so you're going to dance. He answered, they're dancing. He danced and that's opened the door and ran. They pursued the guy. And so, you know, there's no tree that you're going to take and then there's no physical tree you're going to take and it will go right through your intestine and go to your spirit. To corrupt your spirit. There's no tree like that. Do you get the point? See, it tells you that tree of knowledge of good and evil would be a figurative expression to explain something. Are you getting me at all? What happened in Genesis 2 and 3 was God offering the tree of life to man. Of course, we know by study that the tree of life is Jesus, right? Everything of life is him. The bread of life is who? The water of life. The tree of life. Even the book of life is him. Now, so he offered him salvation. Man rejected it. And that became it. And so what I'm trying to show you is that salvation is not an afterthought. It's been God's plan. What led me to that? Salvation is not a reaction of God. No. It's not a reaction of God to the sin of man. No. So my point is, God did not give us salvation because we sinned or because we prayed. It has been his plan. Now that's the same thing, it's the same term, didomi. It means to freely give. You know, there is giving and there is giving, right? I can give you something to get something back from me. I can actually give you something just to because I know I'm going to get something in return very soon. I can. But when we talk about salvation, it says it's freely giving. So the manifestation of the Spirit is what? Freely giving. Hallelujah. So why are you telling us all this? I'm trying to tell you that when it comes to the things of the Spirit, like tongues, interpretation, what are they? Come on. Prophecy, working of miracles, healing the sick. It is freely giving. What it means is that there is nothing you can do that can merit it. And what it invariably means is that there is nothing you can do that can disqualify you from getting it. If you are still there, let me hear a better amen. It's freely given. So when we pray for you, for instance, you don't pray in tongues here. And we come to you to pray for you to pray in tongues. You see, the lie the devil will tell you is, it's not for you, or you can't do it, or you're not holy enough. It is freely given. When something is freely given, it means that God or the giver is not considering the receiver.
I get the point.
He's not looking at the character of the receiver. He's just giving it freely.
Praise God.
So it means the receiver may not even deserve it,
but he gives it freely. Let me say freely given. Oh, come on, let me say freely given.
He said he's giving to how many men?
Every man.
Now, every man in this verse has a context. The context of this every man would be every believer in Christ.
Are you here?
And so, are you a believer in Christ? And so, it means, so we can read this verse to mean that to every man,
okay,
to every believer in Christ, the Spirit gives the ability to express himself,
okay,
and is free. We can read this verse to mean that the expressions of the Spirit is given to every man. Every man. Every man. Every man. Every man. This manifestation is given to every man. It's given to me. Hallelujah. It's given to you too. Once you are part of every believer, you have a part in that.
So I have the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. So I have the Holy Ghost.
And so the expression of the Holy Ghost or the flow of the Spirit,
can we put it that way, right?
The flow of the Spirit, tongues, interpretation, healing, is given to how many men?
All men.
What this means is that working of miracles is not exclusive to any believer.
Are you here?
Tongues is not exclusive to any believer. Prophecies, visions, revelations, it's not exclusive to any believer. It is the common inheritance of all saints.
It's given to every man. To every man. Hallelujah. To every man. And it now says to profit without. To profit the church.
Now, let me show you something. How many of you are interested? Let me see if I'm talking to the right people. You are interested in doing the supernatural. I mean, beyond what you've done before. Now, I'm talking about you're interested in healing the sick, raising the dead. You're interested, right? Because that's what I want to share with you this morning. Now, look at something. There's something I call liberty with the Spirit. Look at 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 12. I'm going to share something with you. Now, even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, he says, seek that ye may excel to what? To what? Okay. What does he mean by this?
Listen, go to verse 3. Don't change your attention. I don't ask you to. Just stay with King James until I ask you to. Go to verse 3.
Now, look at this. But he that prophesieth, speaking unto men, unto what? Unto edification, instruction, and comfort, right? So what does prophecy do? To edify the church, right? Now, in verse 12, it now says that as you are zealous for spiritual gift, you should seek to excel in edifying the church. So what is he talking about there? You should seek to excel in prophecy, right? Do you understand that? Now, why did I show you this verse? It means that a believer can decide to excel in any gift he wants to.
Are you what I'm talking about?
This begins to deal with the issue of, sir, but I have a special gift. He said, even as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel in. So Paul was, the context of 1 Corinthians 14 was prophecy. So he said, seek that you may excel in this. In other words, I can decide that I'm going to excel in prophecy. I can decide I'm going to excel in working of miracles. So in other words, it is not God that determines what I excel in.
Are you still here this morning?
It's not God that determines which spiritual gifts I do better with. Paul says you can seek to excel. Let's see another translation of this verse. Okay, NLT said, and the same is true for you. Since you are so eager to have spiritual abilities, seek those that will strengthen. So you can seek those.
Do you get the point?
You can decide the way you're going to do better. And so, you can decide, and I'm going to ask you to do that now, right? You can decide that in this season, I'm going to sharpen my prophetic skills.
Is that God a skill?
He says, what if God does not want? Paul says, seek this so I can decide what to excel in. So I'm going to ask you this morning, what do you want to excel in? What gift? Huh? Write it on your notes. Write, I will excel in.
You pin it down. Because I'm going to work with that this morning.
He says, seek that you excel. And so a believer can decide what gift of the Spirit to excel in. And so if a believer is not doing tongues, or doing interpretation, or working miracles, or healing the sick, it shouldn't be something we blame on God. Paul says, you can seek to excel in this. You know, from verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down, they began to explain to them why, when we gather in church, it is better to prophesy than to speak in tongues. Remember, I've explained that, right? Now, Paul was not saying that when we are in church, we don't speak in tongues. No, what Paul was saying is that when we are in church, we don't address believers with tongues. Because they will not understand it. For instance, if I start talking to you in tongues now, mapareko lobarate ko shabarati ko varat kala isapreta clear prateka toko barate kabalata ropatia and leprato ko vaneta. Maybe I just told Evans to open Ezekiel 16, but he didn't hear it. I didn't say that. I just said maybe. Like, he didn't hear that. Now, why didn't he hear it? I was talking in tongues. So Paul says, when we are in church and we are communicating with each other, that what will edify others is when you speak it in prophecy, when you speak it in English. Right? And so he now spoke to that point and now said, okay, when you are in church, desire to excel in this. And so let me repent this. When I'm going for a crusade, I can decide that I will seek to excel in healing. I didn't get the point. So what it means is that you can get better with spiritual things. And you can decide the one to get better with. Do you get what I'm saying now? You can get better and you can choose. What I'm sharing with you has really been of great help to me, because I noticed that I can actually decide where to, you know, there are seasons in every season in my life that is a gift I'm sharpening. Every season, even now, I didn't get a point, because I can seek to excel in this. Do you love the supernatural? Come on. So you can seek to excel in prophecy. Maybe you used to see people come up here and do tongues and interpretation. You can seek to excel in that. You used to see prophecy. You can seek to excel in prophecy. You can seek to excel in word of knowledge and word of wisdom. We can seek to excel in healing the sick. That's what I'm talking about, accuracy, precision. Further, when it comes to prophecy or word of knowledge, you can seek to go beyond "there is somebody here" to "it is you." I didn't get the point. You can seek to excel in these things. You can seek to excel in, I'm going to pray for you, go back and come back tomorrow, you'll be well. To, as I'm praying for you now, I didn't get the point. You can seek to excel. Now, I'm going to share this story many years ago. Like, years ago. You're now an old man. Praise God. Not too old, sha. 2007, to be precise. That's what I mean, many years ago. Amen. You know, it's relative. When your father says, many years ago. It was not that you hear some men say, 1972, I was in grade 3. I say, sir, you are bigger than me. So, my own many years ago, 2007. Now, I went to permission work somewhere, and I saw a man. I've told this story a couple of times. I normally use it to show you how you can excel. You can seek to excel. You can get better. I saw a man. He was, remember that story? He was constructing a shrine. There was a god, an idol at the side, and then he was working on one small stuff. And then we were evangelizing. I was stepped into the place, and then he was doing his stuff. And I said, we brought you the good news. He said, I'm one kugdenin. You get what I say? He said, kugdenin, and man, he was doing his thing. What he means is just be talking, I'm hearing. So I said, sir, please, can you just stop that and give us some minutes? That told us that whatever we want to say is not important, it's no more important than what he's doing. I said, tell us about it. He said, well,
because I saw his legs were swollen.
And he told us that actually this sickness has been there. And he has checked every other whatever and it didn't work.
And so, and he went to, you know now, he went to see. And they told him that it's because he abandoned his father's idol. That if he gets by the father's idol, that stuff will stop. And so that he has got that he's building a house, and that the father's idol is angry that he doesn't have a house. And you needed to see the house he was building for this guy. You need to see the house he was building for this guy. Fine house, you know what I mean? Pathetic house. Wood, clothes, just small thing. I said, man, this is your God there. Eh? And I was talking that day. I forgot. I didn't know what I was doing. And I just said, so this is what I built. I hit the thing. He said, mind your own God. I did not hit your own God. I said, sorry. If you're not correct. And so I told him something that day. I said, I'm going to ask you to stop building this. That I'm going to pray for you. He said, if I pray for you and you get well, then you will stop building this. But if I pray for you and you don't get well, then we will come and join hands and help you build onto this idol. He said, deal. I said, but if you get well, we are going to come and burn this idol. He said, fine. So it's okay there. Now, I prayed for him. His legs were swollen. And I told him, tomorrow morning, you wake up. This is gone. And so he slept. I even forgot about it when we got home. In the evening, he waited for us. He didn't see us. He was the one that walked with his two legs. Everything was gone. He visited us. He said, I didn't see you people again. Come and carry the thing and destroy. Now, that was a powerful miracle. Now, but then I prayed and I said, tomorrow morning. Now, fast forward to a few years after, I was in another meeting. And then this girl had swollen legs. And we laid hands and said, commanded the leg to deflect immediately. And it happened. Right there. I didn't get the point. Now, there's been a progression, right? Now, by then, I didn't ever believe that I was going to. I was trying to imagine how will I lay. Some of you are imagining it now. How can legs start deflating? I was thinking like it. And then I've seen it many times. There are times when I want to minister to someone that has a skin infection or stuff. I'll lay hands and say, when you wake up the next morning, it's gone. But just saying, over time, even last December, I was in the crusade in Nubul, and that night I felt a very powerful. Who was there?
You were there, right?
I felt this strong urge. I said, anybody here, you have a skin infection, something we can see, come out. And we're laying hands and right on the spot. I didn't get the point. And so you can make progress with the spirit. That's what I'm saying. You can excel. It says, seek that you excel. And so I can decide, this is where I'm going to get better. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can choose to excel. Well, I've kept showing you that the things of the Spirit is in the will of the believer. You know, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, that popular scripture I normally share with you. Paul said, what is it then? He said, I will speak with other tongues. 15, not 16. He said, I will speak with other tongues and I will speak. Look at it. I will pray with the Spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. I will sing. So, notice. Anytime I read this, I normally tell you to notice something. What's that? Eh? I will. So is Paul saying, I will. He didn't say, God will have me sing with the Spirit. Then tomorrow, God will move me to sing in understanding. So whether Paul is singing in the Spirit or singing in understanding, it is his willing. I mean, his will. And so you can actually decide to get better at this. So I'll get better. Oh, you think, say, I will excel. Hallelujah. So, you can excel with spiritual flows. You know, when I was studying this yesterday, I saw and I was studying, going through the Bible, and I saw some very interesting stories. Some dangerous accuracy, especially when it comes to prophetic words that you find in the Bible. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, from verse 5, you find some crazy accuracies. Like, that thing here, it's not second guessing. Hallelujah. You know the story? Samuel came
to anoint. God said, go to the house of Jesse. There is a king there. They passed everybody. You say, it's not this one.
Praise God.
It's not guesswork. It's not this one. In fact, sometimes the guy will be coming and somebody will say, man, this must be him. And the Lord will say, now, do you know they passed? You know, when you are so, there's such accuracy, where I'm not second guessing. They passed everybody before him. He said, it's not this one. Is there any other person? Because he was so sure. You see, the things of the Spirit is not guesswork. Amen. But at first, when you start, it could look like guesswork. That's what I'm trying to show you. But you can progress where you are so sure. Okay, this is it. They passed the first one. He said, it's not this one. They kept passing. And when Jesse was done, Jesse did not even remember that there was a David. You get the point? It was somebody that said, are these all your children? Because who the Lord sent me to anoint is not here. And that's okay. There is this guy. Such accuracy. Amen. I get the point. Such accuracy. You know, I've gone to some meetings where when I started flowing in prophetic, for instance, there's some meetings I go to, I get so demoralized because you give some words, describe, the person does not come out. Oh, you know the Lord spoke to you? You know the amazing thing? When the person does something that was one, I almost beat up the guy. I described, it didn't come out. I waited, it did not come out. I continued my program. Now after everything, he now came and met me. He said, see that word you are giving is me. I say, see, thunder. It's me you want to embarrass me and your men, my family. You know. But then when you begin to make progress with these things, you can actually see. You get the point? You can actually see, okay, well, there's someone here. Come out or I proceed. You know, there are two ways it goes. You can actually point and say, it's you I'm talking about. Come. Hallelujah. Or at the time, you know, when you make progress with this, you can even, you know, when you see some people, they just say there's somebody here. They're not trying to check whether it's true or not. They know it is true in their heart. That's so sure. I didn't get the point. You know, you begin to make progress with this. Accuracy. In Acts 9 verse 10. You find the story of Ananias. That's Ananias that was sent to go and pray. And I like this story very well. He said, I was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. Look at how much information God gave him. Lord said, Ananias. He said, behold, I am here, Lord. Okay, let's continue. I'm here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called street. You know, let me say this. And I know a lot of people that have criticized forensic prophecies. You know what I mean? Forensic revelations, where people say things like, why would God be calling people's name and calling their, well, listen, don't be like that. I know people have made a mess of these things. You get the point? But don't ever be found downplaying the supernatural because somebody did whatever. This is very forensic. He said, go into the street. He gave him the name of the street. The name of the street is called Straight. I don't get the point. And so God can give you direction. Amen? Are you following me at all? God can tell you, go, there is a street called this. Go there. He said, when you get there, look for a man. His name is Judas. When you find Judas, there is somebody called Saul in his house. That was so clear. I didn't get the point. That wasn't about just be going up and down. He was so sure. And I noticed, put up like energy of this verse. Oh, glory. He said, go over to Straight Street. Look at that. Then like God saying, go to Edinburgh. Very direct. Edinburgh now. Or go to Obiago. By the right. Look for a man's house. A man called Michael. Praise God. You know, that was so accurate. You know, if you know me, you can never be around me and you love where you are with anything. With the Spirit, you must not love where you are. You can always make progress. Seek to excel. He said, go. He told him, say, the man is Saul. Do you realize? He even told him, the man's village is from Tarsus. Such detail.
Praise God.
You must begin to trust God for such things.
Amen. That is why I'm reading now.
You see, when you are giving the word, yes, the perpetual,
and I was going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you at the end of this meeting. Because I'm going to get into this. From this meeting.
Because you can have that kind of accuracy. When you can know, this is it. It's not that it's somebody that... You can be that accurate.
He said, the name of the street is Straight. You will meet a man that's called Judas. You will meet a man called Saul. The man is from Tarsus.
He even thought what he said, he's praying now. He's praying now.
Oh, such accuracy. Praise God.
You know, one that I enjoy so much is 1 Kings 14. I love that. A king sent his wife to go and see a prophet. Now, funny enough, the prophet was old and blind. And the king sent his wife and told the wife to disguise herself. Now, I was wondering, where are you going to go and see a blind prophet? Do you need to disguise yourself? The guy is blind already. But the queen disguised herself that they will not know it is her. So everybody she passed, they don't know. She entered that man's house. The man said, welcome, wife of Jeroboam. He was not guesswork.
Hallelujah.
There is such accuracy and precision with the Spirit. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to how many men? Every man. So you have a part in it. You have a part in it.
Say, welcome, wife of Jeroboam.
So even when it comes to healing, miracles, you can get so perfect, so accurate, so clean with this thing, that you are just so sure that as I'm laying here, it's going to drop off.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You know, you know, I was watching some recently over the weekend. You watch some Brother Hagin meetings. You watch, what's the name of this guy? Or a robots. They would line up. He said, you line up the sick guys and then sit and say, "Come, what's wrong with you?" He said, this, that. He said, okay, church, let's pray. Man, it wasn't about, let's just pray and see who God will heal.
I know what I'm talking about. He said, come one by one as you're coming. What's that? A short leg. Okay, camera, come this way so you can catch when it's going to grow. They're not second guessing. They're not checking to see what if it doesn't grow. Remove camera, start where it does not grow. When it now grows, you now put it back. No.
Say, camera, come this way. But like you say, come on, okay, you're not getting it well. Where should we position it? Okay, this way. Can you see it very well? Okay, now, call. You know, that is this. You can get that. Somebody lay hands on the sick. He say, is this the pain in you? You are so sure. And you can become that accurate. And if this is not your desire, this is not your church. Do you understand? If what I'm saying is not your desire, it's because in this church, we are raising a people who have knowledge of the word, who flow in the things of the Spirit. Because we must come, the word becomes so accurate and precise. The usher is accurate. The chorister is accurate. That is accuracy flowing to the Spirit. You know, one of the ways I define accuracy, I tell people, in spiritual things, I say it is saying what God once said and doing what He once done, how He wants. I was telling somebody, as a chorister, I said it's good of the choir. You know, when you want to come up stage, you are not coming up stage to come and perform. You are coming up to sing what God wants you to sing. That's why we don't sing popular songs. You can never see me up here and I'm thinking of what song will move these people now. No. I sing what God wants me to sing. Because at the end of the day, you know, it was Hasbro that he said at the end of the day, it's God you are worshipping. It's what He wants you to worship Him with. That you should worship Him with. At the end of the day. I didn't get the point. And so you're coming, that, you know, you can come the way you know that this is what. Let me say this. If I say this and you don't get it, you leave it. But I'm talking to even the instrumentalist. You know, you can be so attuned with the Spirit and the service that you will know which chord to hit. Now, I'm not telling you, whenever my father is ministering, I just listen. Sometimes the keyboard just plays something. They say, yeah, that's what you should play. Stay there. You know, you can just know what you should play. Okay? And then we flow with the mood. Hallelujah. It's not, it can be so hard. You just know, this is what I'm going to hear. And you find out what is sinking in your heart begins to agree what is in the guys in the minister's heart. You can become so accurate with picking spiritual signs and signals like that. You can. I didn't get the point. You can. Hallelujah. Now, you know, sometimes, now, listen to this. The reason why sometimes we miss these things, don't miss this. The reason sometimes we miss, because I'm saying this to help some people. A couple of persons have seen, do you know it's possible to miss or to make mistakes when you are trying to flow in Holy Spirit? Is it possible? Is it possible to want to say there is someone here that has a pen on the right and you say it's on the left? It's possible. Now, that is not because God lied. That is because when God speaks, He speaks to your spirit man. You receive it through your mind. I didn't get the point. At the end of the day, a lot of things will interfere with it. I didn't get the point. So where there is always issue or error, it's in the receiving. How you receive it? I didn't get the point. And so you are not trying to train yourself for God to talk to you better. No. You're trying to train yourself to be able to get it better. I didn't get the point. You get it better. You get it better. That I've been to meetings those early days, and I will say things like, there is a guy here, and everything I will describe, it will be a lady that will come out. But you know what? It didn't deter me one bit, because I know I'm making progress. Amen? Praise God. You can get that accurate and that perfect. Hallelujah. Now let me say like three or four things on how to sharpen your accuracy, your precision with spiritual flow. Amen? Now the first thing I'm going to say, of course, is God's word. Look at Colossians 3 verse 16. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Now notice, it now said, what will be the implication of the word of God dwelling in you richly? You will be able to speak to yourselves in what? In Psalms, in hymns. What's he talking about here? Ephesians 5:18, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What happens when you are filled with the Spirit? Speaking to yourself in Psalms, hymns. That's the same thing he describes in Colossians 3. But this time he says that how it will happen will be by letting the word of Christ dwell in you richly. And so, one of the ways to get better with your flow with the Spirit is by the word. Now, first of all, I'll say, by your understanding of the word. Look, the more you grow in your understanding of God's word, the better you get with spiritual flow and even interpreting stuff. There's a classic example I like using. Are you still in church? Okay. In Acts chapter 10, verse 11, Peter described what happened. You see the vision. You remember that vision that Peter had where something appeared to him. You know that story? You know, animals appeared to him and the voice came and said, rise, kill and eat. Peter described it. Look at that. He said, I saw heaven open, certain vessel descending unto him as it had been a great ship. We'll continue. All the way. That's the story. Now, that's the story there. Then in chapter 11, from verse 1, Peter now began to describe or narrate that experience. Observe how he narrated the experience. He was trying to explain it. He didn't get, if you have time, get back from verse 1 to 18. Okay, go to verse 16 so that I can just show you. He didn't get into details as by explaining what that vision meant. And I'll show you why. He said, and I remembered the Lord, how the Lord, the word of the Lord, how that he said, John baptized water, because he said, after that he went to the house of Cornelius, he prayed, they received the Holy Ghost, and he remembered the word of the Lord. So he just told a normal story. Now, by the time you get to Acts 15, he explained the same scenario.
The same vision.
But this time, with better understanding.
Hallelujah. I get the point.
Better understanding. Because he had grown his understanding of the world. The vision did not change. The interpretation got better when the man got better with the word.
I didn't get the point.
And so you can get a word from God. How you deliver it? If I even talk about this getting word thing. You know, when I say give us a word, you see, the things you are going to say as coming from the Spirit are the things you know
in your heart.
The level of light you have will manifest as you prophesy. That's why I find when people want to prophesy, you go to a congregation that is not well taught, and you give people a chance to prophesy, you'll be hearing terrible things. You hear things like, repent, the Lord is calling us to repent. If not, we are all going to hell. He also, you know, prophecy.
I don't get the point.
You can hear this like, some of you used to fly in the dream. You used to eat in the dream. Lord is calling you, call for deliverance. Do you know what is happening? God is speaking through them. But they are saying what they know.
Did you hear what I said?
What God might have dropped in the spirit, the guy is saying, repent, repent, you are going to hell. Might be that God has shown him that one or two persons there are not living well
as per conduct.
That if this guy had light, he could come up and say things like, says the Spirit of the Lord, you are my righteousness, and I've ordained you to walk therein. For I created you unto good works. And so says the Lord, you can come up, you can get better. I have put you are created unto good works, you can walk better in this light. You can walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing.
I don't get the point.
What he is delivering, but the other guy will get the message about God. What he will say is, you're going to hell. What is manifesting is the level of light he has. And I can tell how worthy people are when I tell them to give prophetic words. You see it. Why do some people come up stage and everything you hear it? You know, some prophets, they say, there is a curse, there is this. That's the only thing he knows.
I don't get the point.
All you know is that there is a curse, there is this, there is a curse. In your father's house, now let's go to your village. That's the only thing he knows. And I say that, deliverance, 3 days, 4 days. So I saw something. He said, what did you see? So if you need to go for deliverance for 3 days, why would he be talking like that? And sometimes you say they're fake. Sometimes they're not fake. It is their ignorance that is showing up in their spiritual flow.
Are you getting what I'm talking about?
Are you following me at all? Okay, let's talk about working miracles now. You have taught very well. You know that working miracles, you know, is the word of God that does the work. You just say, in the name of Jesus, this be done and it's done. But when you are not well taught, you really don't have enough light. You know, when you find someone coming to work miracles, and he says, let us first begin to thank God. And then thank God. Let us first begin to confess our sins unto the Lord. Whatever may be a hindrance to this miracle, let us confess it in Jesus' name. After the confesses, let us all begin to ask the Lord for mercy. It's only his mercy that can deliver this. Now, you see, at the end of the day, he might finally heal that person. After 16 hours. The power of God was not shortened. His understanding was.
I didn't get the point.
And so as you begin to grow in the light of the word of God, you get better
with your spiritual flow. I didn't get the point.
I've gone to many meetings. When I hold the Holy Ghost meetings, especially when they invite you to congregations that are mixed. A mixed audience where some have, some know, some don't know, and then I'll say, hold a Holy Ghost meeting. One of those meetings I went to, that was a couple of years back. I was supposed to hold a Holy Ghost meeting there, and I was to teach on a very simple subject, the subject of tongues. Simple. And I was just talking. You know, that day I came out and I said, Father, thank you for our church. I was just talking. No, just, you know, I used to talk here now. You know, when it comes, you know, tongues is this. You know, it's in every man. Everybody, they're looking at me. At the time, you know when you're a good teacher, when you're teaching, you know when people understand. I just say, like, tongues now. It's every man. All of us can flow in this. And I slowed down. And I said, do you people believe that every believer can speak in tongues? I heard no. I said, okay, let's now start. Because I now closed my notes. You know, And it was showing in their flow.
Everything.
It's a congregation that they will not speak in tongues. They will not speak in tongues until you preach, pray, and we sing. Thou art worthy. That, and we sing, and then the spirit is now moving. And I say, yeke rima yeke. You know? What?
Well, you know where that's coming from.
Now, why would that kind of thing happen? That by the time I just took...
Praise God. You know why I'm laughing? He struck a chord. You know, you've heard that before, right? You don't even know where.
Now, by the time I now took time to explain to them, see, about tongues, just put some pertains about tongues. I was in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15. That's why I said, you will, so you can.
By the time I finished, I said, let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Everywhere went wild. He was already in them. What was hindering them was their level of light. I didn't get the point.
So as you begin to grow in the world, the congregations you get to, where there are thoughts that before you speak in tongues, you must do baptism and do this and do. I'm telling you, and do this and do this, and before that you now qualify to pray in tongues. When we touch such audience, 30 minutes, and you find out that it's been in them all this while.
I don't get the point.
Some people still believe, because of the level of light they have, that you cannot pray in tongues or do spiritual things unless you are, I'm quoting this, holy and perfect. And so when it comes to tongues, then I look at myself and say, I don't know how to say this if it's to say. Or when they say pray in tongues, you just mutter, Father, please forgive me. And someone has not prayed in tongues because they believe that the sin against the Holy Ghost is when you do oroboskata. And once you do it, God will never forgive you. And then I say pray in tongues, I just quiet. See, you need to be delivered. And it's not by prayer, it's by the word. You see, if oroboskata takes people to hell, all of you, was all of you did it? Deny. You remember those days when you were small, you say, Robo, your mom will not tell you, shut up, don't know what you're saying. That's not it. So, by the level of that, you have things about tongues, prophecy, everything, it manifests in everything, both in how you flow and how you interpret the things that come to you, even your boldness to heal the sick is connected to what I'm sharing with you. How much word you know. I told you guys, one of the ways I broke into what they call a healing anointing or something was I took a lot of time, studied everywhere the word healing appeared in the four gospels. And in the whole New Testament rather, and then started studying every miracle of Jesus one by one. Recently the Lord, I was praying one day, I was in a meeting, and I saw him, and the Lord said, there was a particular miracle, he said, go over the word and study, because that's the thing I'm getting into now. He said, go over the word and study this miracle, wherever this happened, all over the Bible. He said, when you are done, I'm going to unlock. You know, I don't get the point. It's not, nothing is down. It's when the word of God dwells in you richly, you begin to get more accurate and precise with these things. Are you still here this morning? You know, so you study the word to know it. Then you study it to know it. Then you meditate on it. I'm talking about meditation this morning. Because it's why, notice what he said. That's Colossians 3:16. He said, let the word of God do what? Dwell in you richly. Let. It means you are the one that will allow it to dwell in you richly. That what that verse did not say is that once you are born again, the word of God dwells in you richly. That's not true. Amen. Once you are born again, you have to walk on it and let it dwell in you. So if it says richly, it means it can dwell in you poorly. I didn't get the point. How do you let it? Oh boy, study it. When you study it, meditate on it. I've taught you on meditation, you're right. Joshua 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. He said, you shall meditate on it day and night. Stay on it. I'm not just, after I talk this morning, you know, let me give it, let me teach you something. With prophecy. You see, when I'm done with service today, study something. Study a verse in the Bible. Now, stay on it
from today to Sunday in your heart. I get the point.
Meditate on it throughout this night, tomorrow till Sunday. Going over it, just keep it in your heart. When Sunday comes and you want to prophesy, I will give you a mic. You will begin to speak in accordance with that that I fill your heart with.
I didn't get the point.
That's why when some people come up to prophesy, they don't know what to say. Because there's nothing there.
I didn't get the point.
So when you fill your heart with the word, it will flow in that direction. That's why some people open their mouth and they speak words of condemnation. That's the only thing in their heart. And so when you meditate on those stuffs, it begins to channel your spiritual flow.
So first of all, you must stay with the word. You know what I'm sharing with you, for instance, let me drop this and I will continue, is the issue with the Old Testament prophets.
The Old Testament prophets, you are prophesying things that they don't understand.
Look at 1 Peter 1 verse 10.
They were saying things. Bible said the prophets were searching.
Look at this. 1 Peter 1 verse 10.
Another said, light is the dividing line when it comes to spiritual flows.
Revelation light.
1 Peter 1 verse 10. It says, of which salvation the prophets have what?
Come on, talk back to me. Have what?
Inquired and searched. So they were inquiring and searching about it. Who prophesied? So they were prophesying about it, but they didn't understand it.
Do you get the point? Put up like an altar, another term of this.
Shabalakeya. This salvation was something even the prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about it. So they were prophesying, but they didn't know. So, you know, Isaiah would say, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Do you know it's possible if you had met Isaiah to say, what are you talking about? You say, I don't know. The Spirit just moved me to talk.
I didn't get the point.
Why? It was light. So they were saying things they didn't understand.
They're saying things.
And so, you see, that's why studying the Bible, listening to messages every day must be your culture. Studying the Bible, you see, you can never outgrow this thing. The more you grow in the Word, growing the Word is not automatic, you know, right? It's a deliberate effort. The more you grow in the Word, the stronger you will be with the flow. Call it anything, tongues or interpretation or healing, miracles. Stay on the Word. Believe, let the Word of God dwell richly in you. You will begin to speak to one another in tongues and psalms and all that. You will. Spiritual flow will break out when you know the Word of God too much. That's why when I see people that say, I know what. And then you're looking at their life, you're not seeing anything about spiritual flows and all that. I just know you possibly don't know it. You just have head knowledge of it. When you stay on it, put it to your heart, you will. You cannot study about the healing that is found in Christ and not heal the sick. You can't.
I don't get the point.
You can't. I told you guys about Kenneth, Brother Copeland, you know, right? He said, woke up one day, you are in debt, terrible debt in their life and in their ministry. And suddenly he was studying and he came out, something dawned on him in his study, that God is my source. Now, you've heard that a couple of times. He said he stayed on it for long and called the wife and said, babe, from today, we will never borrow again. Never. For God. When I mean they were in debt, I'm talking about in millions of dollars. They were in debt in the ministry. He said, from today, we will never, because God is our source. I think they just said it. And look at Brother Copeland today. You know, because it comes. You see, prosperity is ours. Amen. But then, a man studied it. Don't know that there's a way some verses will open up to you. Sickness will really, really be in your past.
I don't get the point.
You just stay on it and meditate on it. God is my healer. He keeps me. He said, he sent his word. And and healed our disease. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. You're going over it Monday. You're thinking about it. It's not when you're sick. Normal. Oh, God wants me to be in health. So if God wants me to be in health, I cannot be sick. Nobody in that city will ever say, I am sick. You just turn it. For long, it begins to grow. Hallelujah. There was a certain time in my life, God began to teach me. You know what was teaching me when I was around that period? More than 2 months, about my hand. He said, your hands. He said, you don't know me that these hands conduct the power of God. And I was on it for months. He said, that's why I say it. It's not like if I touch you, your life can never remain the same. He said, you know what? I stayed on these hands for long. And it opened up to me that these hands are not ordinary. For long, I was going over it in my mind. I sleep and I wake up and I go over. I said, man. He said, lay hands on the sick, they shall be made whole. What is in the hand that you lay on the sick? These hands cannot be ordinary. He said, well, everybody knows that. That when you lay hands on the sick, come on. I stayed there. Every day I was going over it. And I was just going over everywhere. Jesus, then I was doing it. I was studying on impartation. I was going everywhere. Jesus laid hands. He would touch. I said, wow, this is cannot be ordinary. Kept going over, and it dawned on me, and it's still dawning on me even as I'm talking about it. It's going over my head again that, hey, if this thing touches your life, will change. You see, because you must own the gift of Alekai. You must own your calling. You must own it. He said, this guy used to brag. He said, this is not my calling. Is it your calling? These hands. Oh. And it didn't just come because God said. When God dropped that in my hand, I just said, these hands are not, I wrote everywhere on my hand, these hands are no ordinary hands. If you touch this, your life will change. And I said, I stayed on it. Until it became reality. If I pray from this stage and nothing happens, if I come down and touch you, your life must change. And I know it. You know that meeting, the crusade we had at Obiago, that fresh night, you know, you remember the guy that came out and wanted to go? You know, he came out. He was already crying when the message was going, I remember. And then he came out, stood there for some time and wanted to go. And I said, call him back. So he said he wanted to go. Who called him back? I said, call him back. So he came. Then I placed my hand on him. He knelt down. You know, after, you know what he asked me after the meeting? He said, I want to talk to you. I said, what? He said, why did I fall? He said, you didn't send it. He said, what? Tell me why I fell. I said, it's me that fell. You, why did you fall? He said, no. He said, immediately you touched me, a special kind of weakness came all over my body. I found myself on the floor. And I still smiled. I said, you don't know what is going on. You know, I didn't know to pray if I just placed that hand up. And it didn't come because God specially said, you see, everybody's hand can be played, you know, but your own hand is special. No. I saw it in the world. I stayed on it. Until today, I keep staying on it. Because I heard about a man of God that was just passing and held somebody. He was preaching and was talking to the people. You know, just, what do you say? I'm preaching and holding somebody and talking and all that. And then suddenly the guy started screaming. I can see he was blind. He didn't pray. Just placed hand. I said, no. It means there is such a thing as the gift of laying on of hands. Okay, it's not in the Bible. I'm just telling you. There's such a thing as the anointing to lay hands. When your hand comes in contact with cases, it changes. Your hands are not ordinary. That is just calling them your hands. You see those hands? They are not ordinary. Do you know, as a singer, you can come to a point. You know, even as a keyboardist, as an instrumentalist, the Bible said, David, I was teaching some years ago. I said, can you stone this? David will pick up his instrument and play, and the evil spirit troubling Saul will jump out. He did not sing. He will just start playing. The spirit will go. I follow him in this morning at all. He will just start playing. Just by playing. He said, that's Old Testament. Let me tell you. You can get better with this thing. Where you just know that
this man's hands cannot be ordinary. You can stone it for long and pray. These hands cannot be ordinary. When I strike them on anything, it will conduct the power of God. And I sense that power of God so strong in this place. Because you know, anointing can be transferred to objects. You know, right? Yeah, you can. Paul will pass it to a handkerchief if you touch a person. So I can, as I'm playing this, these sounds being released are not ordinary. You can get better. And so how do you do that? You just stay. I stayed on it for long. You can just be going over my mind. For days, you're going over the scriptures. David played. And so as a singer, you can just go over this in your head that my words can bring healing. And you stone it for long that you are so sure that whenever you mount this stage to talk, something must happen. And it's not by, it's by staying. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So you meditate on it. I stayed on it days. And it's today. For days. You know, you can stone it. If it's that word, we now form pictures in your mind. Has it happened to you? You stone it for long that the word, now you can now see it. Can I see it? Thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart. So you can hide. But David said, I stay up at night meditating over your word. So let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. It sharpens your accuracy. It sharpens your accuracy. It sharpens your accuracy. Now another thing that will help you get better with this. Look at 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. As I will talk about four things, right? Four. I'll be five. Okay. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. He said, he that speaketh in another tongue does what? Inspired himself. So I'm going to talk about prayer. When you make a constant practice, let me say this to you. I'm not talking about 5 hours prayer this morning. You should do that. But I'm talking about living your life in tongues. You pray in church 2 hours. You go home, you pray 2 hours in tongues. And then you come out every day. As you are walking, Shamaleka Baratosi. You can live your life. You are having your bath. Paul said, I thank my God that I speak with tongues more than you all. More than all of you. You know, Paul was bold in his claim. He said, if they gather all the tongues all of you used to speak, my own. That was bold. Now that begins to give you a light into Paul's personal prayer life. I don't get the point. You can live your life every time you are muttering in tongues. You know what in tongues does? Tongues has a way of silencing your mind and silencing your senses. And then what? And then you can begin to, let me use the word, download direct. Hi, Abaloka Rabu Shatia. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, enjoy. Come on. Matiti liveratea. Sukele varato paratea. You silence your senses. So it's not just what you do when you are in church. Tongues is a way of life. Aya. Tongues is a way of life. You are happy about you're talking in tongues. You are walking on the road, you are muttering in tongues. You're not making noise. You're just under your breath. Do you know? Now look it. Do you know you can come to a point in because then with tongues that you become so sensitive? I'm telling you to the point that as you are passing walking along the road, you are seeing this one is this, that one is that. I'm telling you. You are seeing people, you are just the one holding yourself back from talking to them. You know, sometimes I'm standing here and I'm ministering and we're praying in tongues. And I know something about everybody in the meeting. I said everybody. That if I take it one by one, we can adjust everybody. Because when you build a culture of tonguing, you are silencing some things. Every time, you know what? It even gives you conscious of the supernatural. You cannot pray all day and sin in the night. No. Do you hear what I said? You just stay, Mama Titani Parokona, under your breath. It's not just what you do when you are happy or what you do when you are moved every day.
in the morning you're just moving, you're pacing around as you are writing. I'm not talking about serious praying. You know that is praying to interpret, and that is just praying. You know, that's why tongues is powerful. Then you can be praying in tongues and still focus on your books. But if you can't do that, it's okay. Focus. You know, one of the things I learned from my spiritual father is to listen to messages praying in tongues. He will put a full series, maybe part 1, 2, 3, 4, and pray in tongues throughout. He said that's what one of the things that helped him build his prayer life strongly. So as long as the message does not stop, he doesn't stop praying. Let's give the message, pray. You know, you begin to get better light in some things. I get what I'm saying. So you just stay shabarakito. You know, I emphasize this almost every time, to pray in tongues a lot. And it can never be out of place. Not only that, for me, you are depressed, I'm down. See. You let the devil in too much. I tell my sons and my daughters, you're a musician, you want to go to the studio to go and do song, and all you are doing all day is rehearsing. Can you imagine? Rehearsing is very good, of course. I believe in excellence. But you are about to release something that will outlive you. No, that's the time to spend time. After you pray for 6 hours, you are still working on growth, you are still muttering in tongues. While in the studio and they are doing the beat, under your breath, that's how to do it. Now, you know, I'm on a new book now, right? Because I was writing some things, and when I was writing, you know, some people that have gone through the book, they kept saying some things. Somebody sent me. The one that was reviewing the book, he said, the truths you explained in this book are the things that it could take someone 200 Greek words to explain and yet confuse everybody. But it came so simple. You know why? If I'm writing, you see, those words are not ordinary. You cannot read prayer force and lie down. No. I'm telling you, you cannot read prayer force and lie down. You must be jumping to read it. I read books and I send the people to read. Even this one of the books I sent, the lady said I read, and I got to a part. I stepped in. At the time, she said, I must confess, I'm not proofreading this book now. I'm just reading it. When I'm done reading it, I'll start proofreading it. Because, you know why? I'm telling you this for a reason. When I was writing the book, some of the things I was explaining in that book, for instance, I talked about origins. Why are some people born blind? You get when I explained them in the book. Why are some people born? Because I was trying to explain the character of God. Does God create some people blind? Why are some people sickle cell? I tried to explain some of those things. And when I was doing all of that, I knew that a lot of questions in my heart. And the Lord said to me, nobody can understand these things you are writing by head knowledge. He said, it's only revelational knowledge that can bring it in. He said, so pray for revelational knowledge for people that are writing it. People are reading it. So while I was writing, as I'm typing, I'm under my breath. You know, yeah, but I'm just muttering. Because we are not about to release empty words. You can get better with the spiritual flow when you can make tongues a lifestyle. I'm saying tongues is not just what you do in prayer, it's a lifestyle. How do you wake up and forget that and just remember that for the past 3 days you have not spoken in tongues? How do you do that? What do you do when you wake up in the morning? You don't have car yet, you know? Amen. I know you don't have car. When you are trekking, what do you do? Complaining. And you have car. When you are driving, what do you do? Just under your breath. Itila preke no mashata. They're so sensitive. Just under your breath. How are you? Yeah, I'm just fine. Yeah. How is everything now? It's okay. Yeah, I'll have to come to your place. Okay, bye bye. Thank you. Bye. You are so conscious. You know what is going to happen? Every part of your senses are. You know, I used to joke with this.
Sometimes it's when you're done insulting someone that I remember they are born again. It's when I done insulting, idiot. I say, I'm born again. I should have done that.
When you pray in tongues, you are conscious of the supernatural. You just know.
Every time. Every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Silence your senses. And so, tongues will help you get more accurate with these things. Tongues, it will help you get more accurate. More accurate. More accurate. Hallelujah. I say three more things. And third thing I'm going to say, please instantly obey the leaders. You get accurate as you instantly act on the word of God. Either the word of God you see in the Bible or the word of God you get in your spirit man. That's why when you stand the word and you see in the word that the ladies of the sick and they receive their healing, look for a sick person. As you instantly obey the word or act on the word, you are getting better with your spiritual flow. Better. When it comes to let me talk about word of knowledge now. If you want to give it a word of knowledge, anytime it drops in your heart to tell this person this, act on it by those small, small obedience. You know what you're doing? You are building your boldness. But when the Lord says, share with this person and say, see, just go. It drops in your heart to do this, to act, just act on it immediately. So how can I get to a point where the Lord will say, go to this street called this? When it drops your heart, obey it. I don't get a point. Obey it. Obey it. I'm just about to enter this vehicle and then it drops in my heart not to and to go there. Just obey it. He said, when I get there, what do I do? As you're going there, you just feel that sensation to step out and do it. Don't be praying in tongues. Muttering in tongues. You're going to pick the next thing to do. I get the point. You're going to pick the next thing to do. That's why you don't go to evangelism jesting and gisting on the road. You don't do that. Muttering in tongues and obeying every single signal that drops. I get the point. Remember I said, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to how many people? Every man. So you are part of what I'm talking about this morning. You are. So you're muttering in tongues, then things are dropping, you're obeying them. They could be very simple leadings. Do this, pick this, write this, you're just picking them up. As you begin to obey and act on the word instantly, you are getting boldness. When the Lord just drops in your heart, when you read that. They lay hands on the sick and they go to healing. And you go to a sick person and lay hands and he gets his healing. Come on. The next time a sick person comes, boldness has grown. You know one sign that you have grown in the anointing is more confidence. Let me get a point. Let me pause to say this. I don't know why this came. You know, that's what I said the other time to you guys. When you begin to flow in the spirit, you can get better with prophecy. It's just coming very strongly. I get better with prophecy. Okay. Now, when you begin to act on it, I keep saying stay there. I don't know why this term is coming. Stay there. Stay there, I mean, don't stand up to prophesy and you are going here and there. Oh, I see light. Oh, I see light. Oh, provision is given. Oh, provision is given. Those souls are won. Don't be like that. I get the point. When provision comes, stay there and exhaust everything there. I don't get the point. Don't just be picking words like that. You can stay. You know what I mean by stay there? Provisions are here. Provisions are here. Provisions are here. For the Lord said, I'm going to teach your hands to make wealth. Provisions are here. And lack is removed from your path forever. For provisions are here. Provisions are here. Ooh, provisions are here. Leoma regadaya. And you've been thinking, if I give this, how do I get more? But says the Lord, provisions are here. Oh, so do not be scared of dropping whatever is in your hand when I lead you to. Because I will never leave you stranded. Oh, provisions are here. And there will be no lack anywhere in your life. Oh, provisions are here.
Yes, the reason you are giving is not because you want to receive more. Oh, glory to God. That's not why you are giving. Oh, but even in your giving, I'm going to make all grace abound to you. Much more than you may have. Much more. For provisions are here, says the Spirit of the Lord. For there is no lack anywhere. For those days are over. Those days you lived in debts. In debts. But since the Lord, the debts, days of debts are gone. They're gone. Are you asking how? And he says, for some, I will provide that you will pay. Oh, but the Lord says, for some others, they will be cancelled. They will be cancelled. And for some of you, you've even returned to pay. And he said, are you still thinking about that money? I've let go of it for you. Oh, says Lord, he said, I will show you special favor. For provisions are here. Provision is here. Oh, I am the Lord, I'm your source. Abalaka. Provision is here. I will lead you on that path where you will find increase. And so let there be no fear. For Satan has planned to attack your future. He wants to attack your future financially. You know what he has done? He has put fears in your heart. What if you don't make it? What if you don't get there? What if you become broke? But can you check the other side of the story? What if you make it? But surely you will. Surely you will. As long as you come to the fear. And the next time that fear comes, you can dance, you can sing. And so I know my Redeemer liveth. And I know he will not leave me stranded. He will not leave me stranded. The days of provision is here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, the days are here. And so when those words come, you don't just hit that hit there. You can stay there and exhaust it. There's a strong move of the Spirit here, you know, right? It's palpable, like I'm feeling. The days are here. And so you instantly obey. As it drops, act on it immediately. As it drops, so as I'm talking, they say, when the word drops, start right. That's why you must have word note. If the word just drops, it's happening with that. It's coming. Don't ever think this small thing. It's by picking up small signals that you pick the seeming big signals. I don't even get the point. And what I showed you about prophecy now, this is still how you excel in word of knowledge. You pick about this person that there is a pain somewhere. Stay there. You will get where the pain is. Yes, a pain on the shoulder region. Yeah. On the shoulder region. It's being healed right now, this moment. Let me see if you had a pain on your shoulder. On the shoulder. Come. Check it. It's gone. There's a pain on the shoulder region. And the Lord just healed it. Amen. Hallelujah. You can go further. You can stay there. Praise God. Stay there. And so you begin to act on it. The Lord says in your heart, just go and pray for that. Just stand up and go. Obey those little voices, those sensations, those perceptions in your heart. Oh, and somebody just asked, how am I going to be sure that it is correct? And the Lord said, believe in yourself in Christ. I didn't say believe, I said, believe in you that is in Christ. Trust those things in your heart. And I'm speaking by the Spirit. Someone, there's confusion everywhere about decisions to make. You know the funny thing? You already know what it is. You are just doubting, what if it is not it? But that is it, says the Spirit of the Lord. That's it. That's it. You already know that. What if it's not it? Why not just believe? That is it. Yes, that's it. Says the Spirit of the Lord. That is it. When it does, pick it up. That's it. Believe in yourself in Christ. Because the you in Christ is a complete man. The you in Christ has been given
this manifestation of the Spirit? Do you in Christ? Abaleko. He said, they that believe in me. He said, the same works I do, we shall do. There is a strong, strong dispensation in this place of the gift of word of knowledge. In this place, word of knowledge. And says the Lord, they will come with strong words of wisdom. I mean, some of you will give predictions, as people will call it, and it will come accurately as you said it. Predictions. You'll be able to say by this time tomorrow. I don't know about you, but see, our God still speaks accurately. Our God still speaks accurately. Do you understand what I'm saying? He still says things like, on the 14th of this month. Our God still does that through men like you. Do you get the point? Through men like you. You know, through men like you. I'm talking about word of knowledge with clear word of wisdom. You'll be able to see by this time next year. See what is going to happen. See how it's going to flow. You know, Samuel said to Saul, as you leave this place, you meet three men. You know, that's the scripture. He said, you shall meet some men. They will carry bread, water. They will give you. Collect it. As you move again, you will see some men prophesying. And suddenly when you see them, the Spirit of God will rest upon you. And you prophesy with them. And it shall be said, he is Saul also among the prophets. Such things, they happen by our God. Yo. You know, you see how some of you walk into some things from now. From now. Because there is someone that's been looking for something, a document actually. Looking for a document. A document. I've seen where it is. A document. Not just that I saw it, you even know it's there. Or you've been doubting. Books stacked together. And there is a document in between. Leave the first one, second one, third one, then under you find it. He says, so how are we going to be sure about these things? He said, believe in yourself in Christ. And I heard the Lord say to me right now, and I just perceived it. He said, why do you doubt yourself? Why do you doubt yourself? Why do you doubt yourself? And so why do you find it easy to believe what every other person says but what you say? Why do you find it easy to believe what every other person says but what you say? Have you not heard? Have you not read that I've put my word in your mouth? Have you not heard that my spirit lives within you? So why do you doubt? Why do you doubt? Why do you doubt? And so trust those things I've put there. Trust those perceptions. Trust those things. But I put them there. I put them there. And Satan has never wanted you to say those things. So he plants fear. Fear of missing it. Fear of the unknown. Fear of missing it. Fear of the unknown. And so what if you miss it? And so what if you miss it? At least you tried. But you won't even miss it. Oh yes, you won't. Because 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 you won't. I say, because of a paralyzed person that the Lord has been leading you to go and pray for. Yeah. Let me see your hand. Just put some of the Lord has been leading you to go and pray for someone that has a case of paralysis. Just put up your hand. I want to pray for you. You right? Come, brother. Come. That's leading to go pray for a man with paralysis. And right now, give me a hand. Says the Lord, this is an ordinary. Look at how he's going to go. Pray. Pull him up. Says the Lord. Prayer, pull him up. And he's still upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now go back. Now go back. He's not the same anymore. Never.
Why? I didn't plan for all this to happen right now.
Pray the Holy Ghost. Let me. I think I can. I just pray the Holy Ghost wherever you are.
I didn't plan for all this to happen right now.
Yes. Boldness. Boldness. That's what I'm doing this. I'm planting boldness to do supernatural inside you gradually. You know, as I'm talking, you're getting more emboldened. Boldness. Your heart will be widened. At a time, you cannot carry it anymore. You'll just be on the street doing it.
Hey.
Just pray in the Holy Ghost.
Anyone I touch, anyone I touch, anyone I touch is blessed. For these hands are no more ordinary. Anyone I touch is blessed. Anyone I speak to is changed.
With the blessings of the Lord. Just pray the Holy Ghost. Don't sing. I say my hands are blessed too. With the blessings of the Lord. Say the one. My hands are blessed with the blessings of the Lord.
They're not ordinary. Let me close. Look up. Let me close.
And so be consistent, says the Lord. In instantly obeying the word and consistency, that is where boldness lies. That's how I want to close. In instantly obeying the word, in instant obedience rather, to the word and consistency, you find boldness. And so when the Lord lays it to your heart, do it again, speak in tongues again, interpret again, prophesy again. That's where boldness lies. Hallelujah. That's it. Say with me, say, I excel. Oh, let me say, I excel in these things. Be on your feet. Come on.
Light of the world,
you step down into that.
That song just came up in my heart. Just high now.
Open my eyes. You made me.
You let me see. You open my eyes. You let me see. Yes.
The beauty that makes it is how I adore you. Oh, Father.
Yes.
Spent with you.
Here am I to worship.
So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down.
Come on.
And here I am to say that you're my God.
You're all together.
You're all together. Lord.
lovely,
all together holy. You're all together wonderful to me.
Let's take this song. You are the fire in me. Yeah, there's a fire in you, the Holy Ghost.
You are the power at work in me.
Hey, there's a fire at work in me. Glory.
You are my ever-present helper.
Holy Spirit, I adore.
Holy Spirit,
you know the song? Join them. Say you are the fire in me. You are the fire in me. Say
you are the fire in me.
Oh, he is the power that walks in me.
You are the power that
walks in me. Ever present, ever Lord. Oh.
You are my ever present helper.
Hey, yes, yes, yes.
Holy Spirit.
Right now, with more intensity, with more intensity. Hey, you are the fire in me.
You are the fire in me.
Oh, there is a power that's walking me.
You are the power that's walking me.
Ever present, helper, Lord.
You are my.
Precious Holy Ghost, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, yes, 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 yes.
Precious Holy Ghost,
I worship you, Jesus.
I worship you.
I worship you, Jesus.
I worship you.
Precious Holy Ghost,
precious,
precious, precious
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, you have your place in me now.
You have
in me. You
have your place.
I'm going to close now, but I want to mention the Lord that I should pray for. There are a few of you in this place now, and this is why Lord said I should do this. This is why I did announce what I was going to teach on. But before you came here, you knew somehow in your heart, though you were doubting, that I was going to talk about the things of the Spirit today. Let me see. You perceived it somehow that I was going to talk about. Come, God said I should pray for you. It didn't mean it. Just that's how God said I should support you. So come if you're like that. You perceive, somehow you perceived your heart that Pastor was going to talk about spiritual flows today. Someday you have your place in me. Just pray in the Holy Ghost all over this place. Talking to the Holy Ghost. We're going to close in the next 10 minutes or so. And so just talking to the Holy Ghost. Yes. The Lord said that He showed you that, He lets you into that. For two reasons. He said, because He has prepared you for this impartation now. And secondly, He said, so that you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. That's what the Lord said. So that you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. So that you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. So you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. So you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. So you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. So you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. So you can learn to stop doubting the things you hear in your heart. Yeah. Let me just come. I said I was going to talk to you specially. Little twins. That thing I talked about. Clear flow in word of knowledge with details. You
you are opened up to it. You see, from now, watch. Come.
It's going to be on you for a very long time. Such strong influence. Very long time. You are opened up to it.
Now, bring it up. The Lord is going to say,
give 3, 4 hours,
okay, to pray. One of these days, okay? 4 short hours.
He said, it will open up. That's right.
Just talk in Holy Ghost all over this place. 4 hours, says the Lord. After now, beginning day, it will open up.
You have your place in me.
Let's talk in tongues all over this place. Fill me with tongues all over this place. Come on.
Precious Holy Ghost.
Wait. Now this is the last one I'm going to pray for. Now this stuff, almost everybody might want to raise their hands at this, but then this is specifically for some persons. Just so if you want to, just leave it.
You know that there are some persons that
you know you have the power of God, but
somehow you desire,
admire
the flow of the Spirit
as it is in my life. Put your 2 hands up. 2 hands. I'm going to pray for you.
That you is something that you so much were like, you see it and you want.
you know there's one of you that said, if I can just become that, but the Lord said that's not too perfect. He said, one of you said, if I can just become like this, I don't want any more of it. I can just start doing it. But no, notice, the Lord said, you know, the Bible said, the Lord said to Moses, he said, pick 70 men. He said, I will take of your spirit and share to them. There are oppressions of God in my life that are going to function in you. That's why I'm your pastor. And so by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Jesus, I open you up to those things. I release you to those flows. I release you to them. I open you up to them right now. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I open you up to them one by one. I open you, whether you're standing, whether you are kneeling, once you are under this unction, I open you up to that. It's yours. From now, the teaching I wrote in gains expression right now. Expression, so much here. Expression, so much. I open you up to it fully. The healing anointing, those hands, a man akanash, obadigelaya. And there are about 5 of you. The same faith. That same oppression of faith at work in my life and ministry. I open you up to them. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I open you up to them. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I open you up to them. The same faith. Spiritual oppressions. Same faith. There's one more person. Same faith. Just talking to the Holy Ghost. You can't be the same after now. Ha 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 ha. Eya kemanano suna la karabate ya buruko tuvelia kramate kamande koma shanda kanda intala baranto kumbarante leke barante ko barante ke basante leya vente lemba ronto komba shinda lambarante kende po kela peya vela tela zute papi ya titi perente ke la mada shondo same workings in you yes. And that's one person said, I wanted to pray for after light up. You know, the Lord said, when we ministered that first night, and you saw how we delivered the gospel with such clarity, you feel, I wish I can minister the gospel to sinners. This is the simplicity, the accuracy, and how swift it is. That same evangelical grace. That same evangelical grace rests upon you. That same. That's him. Let's fill this place with tongues. So spend the Holy Ghost wherever you are. Mama Tia. I'm giving you 3 minutes to take this in very well. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I won't say anything. Next 3 minutes, just take it in and pray in the Holy Ghost. Take it in very well.
The presence of the Lord is in this place. The power of the Lord is in this place. I can see His power over me. His anointing changing me. I can see His power over me. His anointing changing me. Will never be the same. My life will never be the same. For the presence of the Lord is in this place. He touched me. Yes, He touched me. And I know what joy that filled my soul. Something happened.
There is healing in this place. Pains gotten by injuries are being healed right now. It's done. Shanania nana makula da barate kovana. So something happened. Just talking doors, let's close, come on. And now I know he touched me. There are spiritual songs here. Did you get that? Right here. What is the land? You are holy. Set up the seats. Holy. Hey, Amalana Mashida.
Are you Lord God?
Hey, Agaba.
Almighty.
You see, listen. You see, Zoe. Now, the Lord said this. You see, Zoe. Unlocking of manifestations, diverse spiritual manifestations will be unlocked as a way. Some of you will get it. It's all those things people call dimensions, but they don't worry, those things are just stuck. It's stuck. There are no dimensions in Christ, all of them are in Christ. But there will be, you will walk into by impartation some abilities of God that begin to gain expression in you from Zoe. Second night, third night, Friday night, Saturday night. Things will happen. I will change for your sake. Because some of you will find out that when Zoe finished, there will be particular cases that once you touch, it cannot fail. You will see. That's when you find out when Zoe ends. I notice that anytime I pray for someone that has a financial issue, it is fixed the next day. Some of you will notice it. You notice. Whenever I learn something, these are just things that will begin to operate, then operation in you. From Zoe. From Zoe. Keep this to your mind. I may not talk about it again as Zoe. But write it in your notes, write it on your phone, keep it to your mind. When we get there, I may not even pray about it. But second night thought that when we are done, some things will just open up. And some of you already know what it is now. Some of you already know what it is that will open up. You already know right now. I didn't plan for this meeting to go this way, but then we just had to let this move. Why you bless this man? My God. Do you know I didn't finish this teaching? So should we continue or something? No, we can't. We can't. Hallelujah.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.